Hollywood is breathing a sigh of relief after Wicked plus the Gladiator and Moana sequels have finally brought audiences back to cinemas. Now the trick will be to keep the momentum going, as critic Bob Mondello explains in his year-end movie preview.
When in doubt, go with what works. Conflict seems to be working at the moment between green and pink witches, between gladiators and emperors. So how about between fathers and sons?
My father puts evil into the world.
In Marvel's Kraven the Hunter.
I take it out.
Kraven's a supervillain who you underestimate at your peril.
The six of us, and only one of you.
There's six of you now.
Unlike the Marvel Comics Kraven, the Marvel movie Kraven gets his powers through tainted blood, a notion with a long history in movies, a notion that started, in fact, with the legend visionary director Robert Eggers will be revisiting for the holidays.
He's coming.
Who is coming to you, my child?
We are here encountering the vampire. Nosferatu.
Meanwhile, in Middle-earth, there's a story set a century before the Lord of the Rings stories we know.
Riders of the Mark! Brothers of Rohan! Arise!
Peter Jackson's involved, but only as a producer, in the animated Lord of the Rings War of the Rohirrim. For a tale of the Trojan War, there's The Return.
What will the people say when they see I have returned alone? But I led all their men to their deaths.
Ralph Fiennes is Greek warrior Odysseus. Juliette Binoche, Penelope, the wife he left behind.
How can men find a war but not find their way home?
Some war becomes home.
And for some, war becomes a reason to leave home. In O Canada, Richard Gere plays a man trying to recall on camera how he avoided serving in Vietnam. The problem? He has Alzheimer's.
He's mixing things together. Memories, films, fantasies, other people's stories.
You're talking about me like I'm not in the room. I can hear you.
Then there are wars to come. The one depicted in The Order.
White separatists raging a race war against the United States government.
And two post-war apocalypses.
Los Angeles has been struck by a bomb.
Homestead.
This might be the most prepared location in the Rockies. Everyone's going to want in. And I mean everyone.
And The End, which has much the same premise, but deals with it musically.
And I close my eyes.
When I was little, people came.
Sometimes they seemed nice, but it always ended in the same way. They'd try and kill us every time.
Is that maybe too much on-screen warfare when there's so much conflict in real life? Well, there are certainly films without fighting, a couple of intriguing musician biopics.
I say no one wants to hear what a kid wrote last month.
Well, I like your songs.
A Complete Unknown with Timothée Chalamet acting and singing as folk singer Bob Dylan.
Who wrote this?
He did.
If you go with Snowflake Storm.
Boybender biopic, Better Man, is less conventional.
I know what you're thinking. What's with the monkey?
The director of The Greatest Showman has used computer graphics to picture his leading man...
I'm Robbie Williams.
...as a chimpanzee.
I'm one of the biggest pop stars in the world. But I've always seen myself a little less evolved.
Give the man his concept, the musical numbers still pop, and the chimp has Robbie Williams' eyes, so there's emotion. Also true of some other real-life dramas, including Los Freakies, about Cuban punk rock musicians who did something almost unfathomable in the 1990s. Looking for musical independence and a way out of poverty, they deliberately infected themselves with HIV. That got them admitted to an isolated, government-run sanatorium, where for a time they formed their own utopian community.
Well, we are not a freaky.
Less extreme and considerably more inspiring are two sagas centering sports icons, Unstoppable, about NCAA wrestler Anthony Robles, who was born with just one leg.
When people look at me, the first thing they see is what's missing. If I win...
They don't see someone who's missing a leg. They see someone who is unstoppable.
Also, The Fire Inside, about Flint, Michigan's Olympic and then professional boxer, Clarissa T-Rex Shields.
USA Boxing hasn't won a gold medal since 2004.
Yeah, well, none of them boxers was Clarissa, was it?
Another story based in real life is The 6-888.
Soldiers, you must be perfect. You do not have the luxury to be good. You have the burden to be better.
The 6-888 is about the only all-woman unit of color to serve overseas in World War II.
We have the most to prove!
Real-life stories aren't the only ones dealing with prejudice. An adaptation of the Pulitzer-winning novel Nickel Boys brings stunning visuals and varying perspectives to the tale of black teens savagely abused by a Florida reformatory.
You really don't remember.
I don't know what more you want me to remember.
Nickel Boys is considered an Oscar frontrunner, as is The Brutalist, about a Jewish architect who finds both opportunity and anti-Semitism after World War II.
Welcome to America.
A few decades later, in Munich, at the 1972 Olympics, an ABC sports team finds itself chronicling a terrorist attack in the thriller September 5.
There's a hostage situation going on right now in the Olympic Village.
ABC wants news to take over.
Dear sports, you're in way over your head.
We are the only people capable of following it live.
This is our story, and we're keeping it.
Other possible awards contenders include both actresses in Pedro Almodovar's first feature film in English. The Room Next Door has Tilda Swinton's terminal cancer patient asking a final favor of friend Julianne Moore.
I will not go out in mortifying anguish.
I don't know what to say.
I'm hoping you'll say yes.
Yes to what?
And in the erotic thriller Baby Girl, Nicole Kidman plays a high-powered executive who's thrown off stride by an intern.
Hey, how'd you get that dog to calm down?
I gave it a cookie.
You always have cookies on you.
Why, do you want one?
He keeps pushing buttons she didn't know she had, and she likes it. Then there's the story of Pansy, who doesn't like anything.
People. Can't stand them.
In Mike Leigh's Hard Truth, she's depressed and feels powerless, so she's forever lashing out.
Her over there with that fat baby. Not dressed for the weather, nah, with pockets. What's a baby got pockets for? What's it going to keep in its pocket?
If all this seems kind of dark, rest assured there will be comedies to compensate, from a misguided romance called Young Werther.
I met the girl I want to spend the rest of my life with, so there is no way I'm just going to leave town and let her stupid fiancé have her.
To the feminist body horror comedy with a title I'm not allowed to say on the air, in which Amy Adams gets in touch with her canine instincts.
Look at my teeth. See how sharp they are?
It's a little bit weird.
Motherhood. And connects you to some primal urges.
I'm pretty sure I'm turning into a dog.
Is that enough of a hint about the title? And remember when folks thought all the world's computers would have trouble shifting from the year 1999 to 2000? Well, in the movie Y2K, they do.
We will experience no major national breakdown.
And of course, family films are sunny, even when they don't sound that way. Sonic the Hedgehog 3, for instance.
We got a rogue alien on the loose. How do we find it?
With a giant fireball?
I love it. Let's start with a giant fireball.
A fireball that leads them directly to Keanu Reeves.
You're a colorful bunch.
We don't want to fight you.
Actually, Sonic, I would like to fight.
And then there's the prequel you didn't know you wanted.
Long before they became legends, Mufasa and the prince who would come to be known as Scar became brothers.
Now both of you go. Find your place in the circle of life.
While all of us go find our place at our local cinema. I'm Bob Mundell.